This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abba'im, welcome everyone. We've been doing in the summer a little bit of a different subject matter the last couple of weeks. I would call it a series on what is known as the House of Rashi. Summertime we like to speak about various subjects. And this year, the last couple of weeks, we were speaking about Rashi's house. It actually began Parshas Tazria when we spoke about Rashi's last words. 2 weeks ago, we learned about someone who the Yamshel Shloimei quotes from the Rush was the greatest in Chachma and Minyan of all the Rishonim, namely Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was the wisest, sharpest, and greatest disseminator of Torah of all the Rishonim, the Rush says. My friend Reb Shlomo Margarefta referred me to the Ritva, who said nobody's greater in Psak than the Rambam. Well, that's what the Sfardim say. The Ashkenazim say nobody was greater than Rabbeinu Tam and his nephew, the Ri Hazaken. And they were all members of Rashi's house. And it's really remarkable how Rashi established such a remarkable bias. So the last 2 weeks, we spoke about Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, who are grandchildren of Rashi. So let's develop the picture of Rashi even more fuller, because Rashi did not have any sons. Rashi had two daughters. Some scholars say he had a third, but it's very questionable whether, in fact, he had a third. And this is a common phenomenon in history, that when someone has daughters, he often educates his daughters as if they would be sons. And we find something like this in the house of Rashi, where, 200 years ago, or even 150 years ago, your grandmother, certainly your great-grandmothers, could not read and write. In Europe, women could not read and write. Until really the 20th century. In the Middle Ages, most men could not read or write. I'm not talking about in the Jewish world. The Jewish world, we always ben chamesh lemikra. But in the general world, people were illiterate, could not read or write. Almost nobody could read and write. And just imagine in the Middle Ages, we're talking about the years, the 11th century, Rashi taught his daughters to read, to write, and they actually transcribed much of Rashi's teachings. So Rashi had two daughters, Miriam and Yocheved. Miriam was the oldest daughter. And as the saying goes, you can't choose your sons, but you could choose your sons-in-law. And someone of Rashi's caliber would probably have a very difficult time finding someone suitable. But Rashi was zoicha to two tremendous sons-in-law. The first one was Rabbeinu Yehuda Bar Nasan, who is named as the Rivan. And probably you're familiar with the name Rivan, because the Rivan in Masechta Makos, toward the end of the Masechta, it says, Rashi Guvcha Tahar V'yatzasa Nishmasai B'Tahar. Rashi passed away in the middle of Masechta Makos. And we have commentary at the end of the Masechta, and that's from Rashi's son-in-law, the Rivan, Rabbeinu Yehuda Bar Nasan. The Chida in the Shema Agdolim says, Chasnoi Shal Rashi. He completed the end of Masechta Makos. The Shibaya Aleked quotes him very often. And he was Rashi's first son-in-law, the Rivan, married to Miriam. Rashi's second daughter, Yocheved, married one of the really great Balei HaTosfos, Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir is known as Avi HaRabbanim, the father of the rabbis, because he produced what an array, what progeny he had. The oldest son, the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Shmuel Bar Meir. The second son, the Rivam, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Meir, quoted in Tosfos in many places. We mentioned he died young. He left 7 orphans. Now I want to tell you something very interesting. The Rivam, the second son of Rabbeinu Meir, was married to I believe, the daughter of Rabbeinu Shemaya. And this woman had to raise 7 orphans. Rashi writes something very interesting. Rashi says, you know, it's important to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. So you say, why is it so important to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham? Like we learned in Pirkei Avos, you should always associate with Talmidei Chachamim. But Rashi says, you know why? Because if you marry the daughter of the Talmud Chacham, if the person dies, your wife will be able to raise your children. Like, where did Rashi come up with that reason from? Marry the daughter of the Talmud Chacham because you might die and you need someone to raise your kids. Rashi got it from his own family. Rashi's son-in-law, grandson, Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Meir, passed away. And his wife had to raise the children. So Rabbeinu Meir, the son-in-law of Rashi, the father of the Gedolei Olam, the Rashbam, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rivam, Rabbeinu Meir, wrote Tosfos on Shas. He wrote a number. He had his own Tosfos. What that means is, by the way, all of the Balei HaTosfos had their own Tosfos. And Rabbeinu Meir had his own Tosfos. The Sefer HaYashar of Rabbeinu Tam mentions the Tosfos of Rabbeinu Meir. And in the Tshuvos of Rabbeinu Tam, brought in the Shibalei Haleket, that Rabbeinu Tam said, I have a tradition from my father who learned from his Rabbeim, and his Rabbeim are the Ga'one Lutir. You ever hear of the region in France, Lutir? It's interesting. The Jews always changed the names of cities and regions because they did not want to use the secular names. So, for example, we know there's a city in Spain, Toledo. But in Hebrew, we don't call it Toledo, we call it Todila. Todila. Why? I mean, but that's very common. We distort the name. We don't like to use the name that the Gentiles use. So an example is, the sages of Alsace-Lorraine were called Lutir. Okay? These were the two son-in-laws of Rashi, Rabbeinu Yehuda Bar Nasan and Rabbeinu Meir. Now I want to introduce you to Rashi's Talmidim, Rashi's students. Rashi had many students. Two of his most renowned students are Rabbeinu Shemaya. Rabbeinu Shemaya, I believe, his daughter married the Rivam, Rashi's grandson. And if you look in Masechta Tamid, Masechta Midos, for those in the Agra de Pirkei Kollel, many years ago, I mean, this must go back 8 years ago in the summer, I taught daily the Gemara Shir. We learned Masechta Tamid and Midos. On the side of the page is the Rash, Reishin, Rabbeinu Shemaya. No Rashi, Rabbeinu Shemaya. Very interesting. And then Rashi's other student, I don't say no Rashi, but you have on the side of the Gemara Rabbeinu Shemaya. And Rashi's other well-known student, Rabbeinu Simcha Bar Shmuel. And Rabbeinu Simcha Bar Shmuel is the author of a well-known work of the Rishonim known as Machzor Vitri. Machzor Vitri. Not to be confused with your Machzor for Yom Tif. Machzor Vitri is basically a diary of everything Rashi did around the year. He mentions that, you know, one time the Seder was so engaging and went so long. Who could say this other than Rashi's Talmud? He records that they became so involved in the Seder, in Rashi's house, they forgot to eat the Afikoman. So the Machzor Vitri was composed by Rabbeinu Simcha Bar Shmuel, a student of Rashi. The grandfather, now listen to this, he's the grandfather of the Ri HaZaken, Bar Shmuel. So the Rabbeinu Simcha, the student of Rashi, was the grandfather of Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaZaken. Bar Shmuel, Bala Toisis, Vuhua Yarabai Shrabino Avigdar HaKohen. So the Machzer Vitri was the grandfather of the Ri HaZaken. This is, let's see. The Ri HaZaken, his father was Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel was the son of the Machzer Vitri. So listen to this. You ready for this? Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashbam, the Rivam, also Rabbeinu Shloimeh, they had a sister. That sister married Rabbeinu Shmuel. He's known as Rabbeinu Shmuel HaChassid. He was married to the sister of Rabbeinu Tam. So listen carefully. The Machzer Vitri, his son, Rabbeinu Shmuel, married Rabbeinu Tam's sister. They produced the Ri HaZaken, and the Ri HaZaken was after Rabbeinu Tam, the greatest of all the Rishonim. Okay? So the Ri HaZaken is Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam's nephew. You know, it's like Reb Chaim Knievsky had an uncle, the Chazon Ish. When you have an uncle, the Chazon Ish, you could be Reb Chaim Knievsky. Well, if you have an uncle, Rabbeinu Tam, you could be the Ri HaZaken. The Ri HaZaken's father was the son of the Machzer Vitri, and his mother was the sister of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaZaken Bar Shmuel Bala Toisus Vuyo Rabbi Shrabbeinu Avigdor HaKoyin V'chibroi Alpirashi K'mash Gozal Mordechai. Now, I found in a kuntres a Ksav Yad of Rav Kalon, he thought that maybe Rabbeinu Simcha was the son-in-law of Rashi. It says Achida, no, of course not. Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Rabbeinu Simcha married the sister of Rabbeinu Tam, and he gave birth to the Ri HaZaken, but in no way was Rabbeinu Simcha the son-in-law of Rashi. Rabbeinu Simcha was the... Here, let's put it out. You have Rashi. Rashi had two sons-in-law, Rabbeinu Meir and the Rivan. Rabbeinu Meir had Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam and the Rivam, and they had a sister. She was known, we don't know her name. She married Shmuel. Shmuel was the son of the Machzer Vitri. So the Machzer Vitri was a mechutin with Rabbeinu Meir. Fine. Machzer Vitri Nizdar Lefnei Rashi. The Machzer Vitri was compiled before Rashi, meaning in the presence of Rashi. It was composed by Rabbeinu Simcha Bar Shmuel. And just to share with you an interesting controversy, the Mishpatzai Zahav writes that the Machzer Vitri was written by Rabbeinu Shmaya. And the Bach also seems to say that. And maybe what led them to think that is the fact that Tosfos in Brachos says in the name of Rabbeinu Shmaya, Liboy Roya Es Ha'erva Es Mutter, and Tosfos brings from the Machzer Vitri, who also holds that way. So based on that, they thought that the Machzer Vitri was written by Rabbeinu Shmaya. But says the Chida, with all due respect, it's not true. Rabbeinu Simcha is the author of Machzer Vitri, like I brought in the Shem HaGdoilim. And Rabbeinu Shmaya is somebody else. Here is an example of something brought in Machzer Vitri. This comes from the Sefer Toldos HaDoiros. He says, Mibein Talmidei Rashi, among the sons of Rashi, Agdolim, in the times of the Rashbam, of great note was Rabbeinu Simcha of Vitry. Vitry is a city in France that is known for nothing other than the fact that Rashi's student came from there. He wrote a machzor, a tefillah, for all the year in Nusach Ashkenaz. He collected all the traditions of Rashi and all the other Gedolei Ashkenaz. His son, Rabbeinu Shmuel, was the brother-in-law of the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, and the father of the Riyaz Zaken. In the times of the Riyaz Zaken lived in the times of the Third Crusade. So listen carefully. 1096 was the First Crusade. That's when Rashi lived. 1146 was the Second Crusade. That's when Rabbeinu Tam lived. The Riyaz Zaken lived in the time of the Third Crusade. And the Machzor Vitry records the following ancient custom that is practiced. The minog is that after davening, you would gather 10 people, take a chumash, and they would take the child from his crib in great fanfare and pomp and ceremony. They would put a sefer on him and say, fulfill what it says in this. They would give him a quill so that he should be zoiche to be a writer in Torah. The Machzor Vitry says when a person brings his child into Talmud Torah, they would write the letters on a board. They would put on him beautiful clothing. They would make 3 chalois kneaded with honey, with 3 eggs, and they would bring him apples and sweets, and they would bring him to a sage. And they would give him sweet foods, and from the eggs and the fruits, and they would read the letters to him. And they would cover the letters in honey, and they would say, lick the letters! And when the child would begin to learn, they would begin to teach him Torah's Kayanim. And they would train him to shuckle when he learned. Why? Why would he begin with Vayikra? Let the pure children come and engage in subjects of purity. Why would they teach him to shuckle? Because when God gave the Torah to the Jewish people, it says the people saw and they shook. So learning is like Kabbalah HaTorah. By the way, it doesn't take Tosfos long in Shas to quote the Machzor Vitry. Already on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos quotes the Machzor Vitry. That the Machzor Vitry says that the meaning of Yehei Shmei Rabbah is we're mispalel, that Shmei, the Shem Ka, we know that God's name is not Shalem, Ki Yad Al Kes Ka, and His throne is not complete. So we say Yehei Shem Ka Rabbah, we're mispalel that His name should be great and full and blessed forever and ever. By the way, the Arizal later said the same pshat. Tosfos dismisses this pshat, but the pshat of the Machzor Vitry, Reb Simcha Vitry, is quoted by Tosfos. So again, Rabbeinu Shemaya, the first student of Rashi, his daughter married Rashi's grandson, the Rivam. Reb Simcha, his son Shmuel, married Rashi's granddaughter and produced Rashi's great-grandson, the Riyaz Zaken. I want to remind you, Rashi had 2 Rabbeim. One, Rabbeinu Yaakov Bar Yakar, the Rebbe of Rashi. And I believe we discussed him when we discussed Rashi. When he was an old man, when he couldn't learn, he would take his beard and sweep the floor of the shul. And then Rabbeinu Eliezer HaGadol, one of the Gedolei Lutir. Lutir, the Chida, in his entry to Gedolei Lutir, he says from the Marshal that the Gedolei Lutir were the Rabbeim of Rashi, including Rabbeinu Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbeinu Shimon HaGadol, Rabbeinu Shloime HaBavli, Rabbeinu Gershon Mimitz. And these are all Gedolei Uma'irei Olam that we may or may not be familiar with, but they all created what is known as the House of Rashi. And I want to tell you 2 things. This House of Rashi is responsible for the living continuity of the Torah. You have to understand that what Rashi did for Ashkenazim, nobody did parallel to that in the Sephardic world, I'll tell you something, in the Sephardic world, Spanish Inquisition in Portugal, when there was threat of convert or death, there was mass widespread conversion. Not hundreds, not thousands, hundreds of thousands of Jews converted en masse in Spain and in Portugal. But in France, when Jews' lives were being threatened, either the cross or your life, it was almost unheard of for a Jew to convert for hundreds of years. Why is that? By the Sephardic world, there was mass conversion. Not in the Ashkenazic world. You know who ensured that didn't happen? The House of Rashi. The learning in France established by the Balei HaTosfos, who analyzed in such a analytical, deep, intense study, the culture of France and Ashkenazic Jewry was dominated by the Balei HaTosfos, who, by the way, much of the Tosfos was written during the times of the Crusades when they were incarcerated and they were going to be murdered the next day. But this Ahavas HaTorah was imbued within Ashkenazim by the Balei HaTosfos. And that is why, in mass, Jews killed themselves, killed their children. Mothers killed their babies. Mothers killed their daughters so they would not be kidnapped, abused, taken to monasteries. Yeah, there were lone examples of people who could not withstand the test. But for the overwhelming majority of Ashkenazic Jewry in France, conversion was not opted. Not so in other countries. And this is because of the House of Rashi. Rashi's house produced Balei HaTosfos. We already learned Rashi's Rabbeim, Rashi, Rabbeinu Meir, and the Rebbe Arnosan. Rashi's grandchildren, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashbam, the Rivam. We're going to learn this coming Wednesday about the Rehazaken, and it continued for many generations. And the other thing you need to know is that if you're Ashkenazi, in all likelihood, you come from Rashi. Because there were only about 5,000 to 10,000 Ashkenazic Jews then, period. And Rashi had many daughters. And almost everybody came from this house. So, number one, this house is responsible for the dedication the Jewish people have to Torah. And this house is literally responsible for Ashkenazic Jewry today. So, Bezjem, we're going to continue on this a couple more times. I find it very amazing and interesting. Look, I learned in yeshiva many years. I spent many years learning Gemara Rashi Tosfos. But you don't really understand and appreciate who these people were till you learn a little bit about their times and who they were and who were their Rabbeim, family, and students. Okay, everyone, thanks for joining today. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Okay, yeah, have an easy fast, and we'll see you, Bezus Hashem, soon. Thank you. Kol tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.